A recent court decision is casting new light on what to do about Red Hill. It's where the military has 20 massive underground steel tanks, one which leaked 27,000 gallons of fuel. And that was 4 years ago, and to this day, no one knows where it all went. The fear is that the fuel will make its way to our drinking water aquifer, which would then be costly to clean. A circuit court judge ruled that the state health department improperly gave the military an exemption from underground fuel storage rules. The Honolulu Board of Water Supply is pleased with the ruling, calling it an appropriate decision. The Sierra Club's executive director, Marty Townsend, hopes the ruling will now give state health officials more reason to press for an expedited schedule to upgrade the facility or move it.
They could draft interim rules that remove that improper exemption for military fuel tanks. They could just speed up the rule process that they're already considering, or there's also a statute that, or a bill before the legislature that is still alive, and they could participate in drafting new statutory language.
What would that bill do?
The bill proposes very specific requirements on field-constructed underground storage tanks, which are the kinds that are found at Red Hill. It's an improvement on the way in which the state has been operating up to today, which was exempting the field-constructed tanks altogether. It remains to be seen what option the administration would like to go with. And then based on that, we will figure out the next best steps.
Now, I know there's been, pushback by the Honolulu Board of Water Supply. The chief engineer was really asking for an expedited action plan. And really has been sounding the alarm in the community, saying if this gets into our water system, it's going to be a very expensive fix.
Yeah. I mean, just to be very clear, we're already seeing petroleum products in the groundwater monitoring. So it's not an alarm per se. It is based on the actual evidence. We are seeing petroleum chemical products showing up in groundwater monitoring, and we need to immediately address that in order to protect future groundwater or drinking water resources. The Navy negotiated a deal for 20 years to update and upgrade the Red Hill fuel tanks. 20 years is way too long, especially given the fact that, these tanks have leaked many times since they were built, and we were seeing petroleum products showing up in the groundwater monitoring, as early as 2005. If the Department of Health had properly established regulations that comply with state statute and regulated those Red Hill fuel tanks, it's possible we could have avoided this spill altogether in 2014. And so this, the idea that we have gone this long, since 1998 when that statute was adopted, to now without properly regulating these tanks, and to propose that we would wait another 20 years to bring them into compliance, it's completely unacceptable. So, I'm hopeful this is the opportunity now for us to change course and really give the kind of urgency needed to protect our groundwater from these fuel tanks. And, at the end of the day, if it's not possible to upgrade these fuel tanks, then they need to be retired. They were not built with the intent of being used forever. That's clear just from their design. They are very hard to upgrade. And we need to come to terms with the reality that the U.S. Navy may need to find better ways to store their fuel.
And you just say not here. not in the place where they're at, without
100 feet above our groundwater resources. Yes.
And you had pushed for, double lining those tanks, short of moving them.
The secondary containment is the standard for all underground storage tanks. Every mom and pop gas station, they have double wall tanks. And so we want to see that same kind of state-of-the-art technology used at Red Hill. We want there to be no releases of fuel into the environment. That is a reasonable expectation.
Right, because we still really don't know where that fuel went.
No, we don't. But we do see spikes in the groundwater monitoring that show that there is at least some, that it is reaching the groundwater in some way. We're lucky that it's not close to the well that the Board of Water Supply uses to pull our drinking water, but it really is a matter of time. We're talking about the future of our primary drinking water resource. We shouldn't risk it like this. I mean, we're on course to be the next Flint, and that's not okay.
And the chief engineer for the Board of Water Supply, Ernie Lau, I know has, like I said, been pressing for an expedited schedule just because the fix, you know, once that fuel gets in our water, it's going to be very expensive to take out. And it does supply a good deal of Honolulu.
Yeah, the Navy has proposed, in the event that groundwater resources do become heavily contaminated, that they would use what's called an activated carbon filter on the spigots, basically, when the water is pulled out of the ground. And that's really not a solution from the Sierra Coast perspective. It doesn't address the contamination of our environment in and of itself. I mean, that aquifer feeds all kinds of streams and springs. You know, there's a lot of water resources that draw from this aquifer, and if we contaminate it, all of those resources also get contaminated.
And what made you folks decide to take this tack and go after the state?
We really wanted to empower the Department of Health to take a stronger position in regards to the Navy. And we recognized that part of the reason why we were in this weird relationship between the EPA, the Department of Health, and the Navy was because the Red Hill fuel tanks did not have a permit for, like all other underground storage tanks. And so researching that, we found that there was this exemption, but that exemption wasn't authorized in statute. And so by fixing this hole, we create an opportunity for the Department of Health to take a stronger position with the Navy in terms of bringing them into compliance.
Right, now that you've got the court behind you.
Right.
Okay, all right, so we'll just have to wait and see what...
I do want to let people know that there is a public meeting. The Navy is hosting a public meeting on March 14th at Moanalua Middle School in the evening. It'll be a great opportunity to ask questions of the Navy in regards to the different upgrade options that they are proposing, how much those would cost, you know, the options for relocating the tanks altogether. That would be a great opportunity to do that, so I encourage people to attend if they can.
That was Marty Townsend of the Sierra Club. The military has said the Red Hill tanks fuel the entire Pacific Fleet and are vital for national security. That community meeting again is next week Wednesday at Moanalua Middle from 6 to 9 p.m. Learn more on our podcast page at hawaiipublicradio.org.